Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Thank you for being part of the program today. We're going to go over your, we're going to answer some of your garden questions. If you've got a garden question, you can certainly submit it a couple of ways. One being through email. You can send it to us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. You can also give us a call anytime, day or night at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-SHOW. Leave a message. We'll call you back. We can't get to you during the program. With the answer to your question. Holly, we had a number of questions submitted this week, and let's go with the first one we have on the list.
Okay, so first off, they want to say thanks for the awesome show and the information we provide.
We try.
I constantly reference your Facebook and YouTube page. The question is, I've been mulching with pine needles on my plants. I'm in Zone 5 in Appleton, Wisconsin. Last year, we planted our garden over Memorial Day weekend, and we didn't have any issues. Now, this year I planted my garden same time and used the pine needles, but now I'm having some issues. The plants have gone from a nice green color to yellow-green color, and some have just died off. I did also add some fresh manure, and I'm wondering, is it the pine needle mulch? Is it the manure? What is it?
The pine needles would not be the problem here, and it would be the fresh manure. Based on the type of manure in which you have gotten, fresh cow manure.
Yeah, cow manure.
That's going to have a tremendous level of high nitrogen, which will burn the plants. You get it from the cow lot, you mix it in your garden, you do not let it go through a compostable stage or aging process. Your plants will die. They will get yellow. It burns the plants. It's too much nitrogen. It kills the plants. So now, you're at that stage. What do you do to fix the problem? Well, there's a couple of things in which you can do to remitigate the soil. One is till the soil under, mix the soil up, water the soil to try to flush some of that manure and the components of that manure deeper into the soil. But it will take some time. It's not going to be, okay, I tilled and I watered and it rained for 2 days and now let's try to replant again. It's going to take about 4 or 5 months in order for it to naturally break down in the soil to get to that stage where you can plant a plant and it's not going to be fried because of that high level of nitrogen. There are some animal manures that you can mix directly into the garden that does not have that heat level or that high nitrogen level, and it's safe. So based on where you're at and the type of, whether you got rabbits or goats or cows or pigs or whatever, figure out what you have, and if you can mix it directly in, or if you have to age it for it to break down into a compostable form for it to be safe for your garden. All right, Holly, here's a question about canning. I recently moved from a place that had well water that I used for canning, and now I have municipal city water that contains chlorine. Is it still safe for me to use that chlorine water when I can?
Yes, it is safe. You can use that chlorine water when you are canning. It's a very negligible amount.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Any advice on how many days I should wait before re-sowing cucumbers that have not popped up yet?
If your soil temperature is about 65 degrees Fahrenheit, then a week is enough time, and then you'll know if they're going to pop up.
I think we had ours pop up in about 3 days, but we did a partial video on this particular topic of there are seeds that, it's XYZ type of cucumber. You plant them all, and like 30% come up one day and 40% come up, and some of them are slow to germinate, even though they're all from the same batch and the same seed packet. So just because they haven't all popped up, give that extra time. And then if they do come up and you've planted more, then you've got extra cucumbers or extra beans or whatever the case is. So it works out very well for you. Tanya has a question here.
I think that's Tanya. But I was wondering if you have done a show on Indian garlic. I'm so confused. I've been told it's called Indian garlic. It smells like garlic. Sometimes the stalks are stiff and in time create like a starburst seed on the tips. They look like onions. I'm not really sure what's going on. Do you know anything about Indian garlic?
Okay. What the description it sounds like is it's a garlic chive. It has the same characteristics as a garlic chive. It grows like a grass. That's what I would assume it is. I mean, as different cultures and different backgrounds and terminology gets passed down, different names are given that are not the appropriate name. And then it's in situations like this. Hey, have you ever heard of this type of product or this type of plant when you have to revert back to, here's the description. Okay. And we've asked a couple of gardening, people in our circles, and they've all indicated that it sounds like it would be garlic chives would be the demonstration of that, the description of that. Now, if you have a name of a plant that you can't find any information on, you can always send us a picture along with a question to gardentalkradio@gmail.com, we can help you figure out what that is. Here's a lemon tree question, Holly. I have a lemon tree. It's 5 years old and has produced fruit 2 times now, but the flowers appear and they fall off without any fruit. What can I do? What should I do? Any advice? Please help.
It sounds like the lemon tree is not doing well.
I think it's there's a couple of factors when flowers fall off of a fruit tree of like a lemon tree. Could be cold temperatures. It could be immature, which now the tree's 5 years old. Typically, it's between 3 and 5 years old is when that fruit begins to develop. And it could be a cold temperatures, lack of sun,
flooding,
too much water, or poor pollination. We had a dwarf lime tree in our kitchen, and we didn't have anything to pollinate it with, you know, no insects. So we would take, as the flowers emerge, we would take a Q-tip and touch flower to flower to flower, and that's how we were able to pollinate our, and we did very, produce prolifically, until it got scale and died, or we got scale and we removed it because we just couldn't fight the scale. But those are some key things. If you have a fruit tree, it's too cold, it's too wet, or there's no pollination, in regards to that. Okay, next question here. I live in the Michigan Thumb area.
Lexington.
Yes.
My grass is over. My septic field is brown and sparse. Can I add peat moss and seed this area or add organic matter for soil retention? Any ideas welcome.
Well, when it comes to growing over your septic tank, whether it's grass or edibles, there are some codes, I believe, based on your municipality, where you live. There's different codes in the restrictions of what you can and can't do around those type of items. So in a general sense here, and we can't give a legal advice or advise what, but generally, if plants are dying above the septic system and the type of septic system, there's a lot of variables. It's a good thing because it's doing what it's supposed to do in the septic system world. We're not septic system septicologists or anything like that. But I can only reference what occurred on the farm where I grew up. We had a septic system, and it was a tank that was buried about 2.5 foot below soil grade, and we had normal soil on top, and it was vented or it drained 150 yards away from the house, and we had a garden on top. We had berry plants on top of that septic system, and when we did have to access it, we had to dig a pretty deep hole in order to get to the lid to do what we needed to do inside of it. But there was no septic material anywhere close to the edible areas. It was, again, 150 yards from the location. So you want to do your research. Kind of not a great answer on our part, but there's a lot of variables when it comes to growing and working around a septic system and growing either grass or edibles on that. Here's a good question for you, Holly. Can you plant bush beans indoors in a container under grow lights?
Yeah, you can do that. We've done this. It works great. We've done this a number of times. It works.
We use the Happy Leaf LED grow light. They're made in the USA. They're made out of the Chicago area. So, it's done well. The nice thing about, bush beans is you don't have to pollinate. They are self-pollinated. You can also put a little fan there and it'll agitate the flowers and it'll be fine. So we've done it and worked very well. That'll be good for you. I think we got time for one more here.
I have tomato and chili plants in the bed, and they're about 8 inches tall. Can I cover the soil with cardboard around the plants?
Yes, you can, but here's the disclaimer. The question is to prevent the mulch, prevent the weeds from coming up around the plants. If you have a irrigation system laying on top of the soil, like from DripWorks, you can put that cardboard on top and snuggle it around the plants very tightly. If you don't have an irrigation and you need the water from the rain and you watering, you want to leave about an 8 to 12 inch circumference around each plant so enough water can get into and around the base of the plant to hydrate the plant properly. Otherwise, you're going to pretty much choke it off from the moisture, whether you're giving it or the rain. So it will work. Some people are concerned about the toxicity of the glue that's in the cardboard manufacturing process. That's at your discretion. We've used it as mulch. It's worked very well for us. We've even taken thin cardboard and shredded it up and used it as mulch. But he's talking about using the full sheets of cardboard and cutting around the plants and using that as a weed barrier.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.